Masechta Chagiga, Mishnayis, Chagiga, Perek Gimel, is learned in the Nishma Sarerelke, Bashner Zalman Achamendel, who passed away on Achron Shel Pesach, Hei Alofim Tavshinayin, is learned B'techshnasa Avelus Lilu Nishmoso, Tehei Nishmoso Tzurur B'tzurur Achayim. Mishnah Aleph, Choymer Ba'koydesh Mi B'trumo, Kochim is more stringent than Truma, Shematbilim Kelim, B'toich Kelim L'truma, that Kelim that have become defiled, and you would to use them for truma, so you can put one vessel into another vessel and to immerse them like that. But if you want to use these vessels for kachim, for karbonis, then you're not permitted to put one vessel into another to immerse them. But you have to immerse each vessel separately. Achurayim, that's a vessel that on the bottom there is a hole, and you can pour water into drink. The toich, and inside in the vessel, ubeisat svita, and the handle of the vessel, betruma. So when it deals with truma, so this one vessel is considered as if they were three different vessels. So that if a tuma touches one of these items, only that item becomes tame, not defiled, and not the other ones, because they're separate. But not with regards to kachim. By kachim, if one becomes tame, the entire vessel is tame. Hanoises hamedras, one who carries a shoe that a zav stepped on it. Noises atruma, so he can carry also truma in a earthen vessel, but kodesh, he's not allowed to carry. Big day ichle truma, the garments from those who eat truma medras are considered tome medras, just if a zav would step on them, and they are an avatuma le kodesh to those who eat kachim. Loiki midas ha kodesh midas ha truma. The laws of kachim are not equal to the laws of truma. Sheba kodesh, because by kachim, if one has a garment which is tamei and he wishes to immerse it for kachim, so if there is a knot on the garment, matir, he must untie the knot, and if the garment is wet, umenagiv, he must dry it out, umadbil, and then you immerse it. V'achach kosher, and then you tie it back. Or betruma kosher, but if he wants to use it for truma with the vessel, so he is allowed to tie it, and then he toggles it. That's the Bartanura. That you can immerse vessel within vessel, kishneim tameim. If they're both tamei, you can put them together, and within the keli, you can toggle the other one. But you can't do it for koidish. That kveida shel keli apnimi, the weight of the inner vessel, hamachbid al achitzin, which is weighing down on the outer vessel, shumunach betoicha, in which he is lying, choitzitz, that is interrupted from the tuma, in front of the tuma, ve'ein tevila oila loila ze veloila ze, and the immersion does not count it, not for the inner, not for the other one. Then he says, achurayim betoich, ubeis hatzvita letruma, that's a vessel which is fit to be used inside and in the back and in the handle. So each use is considered a vessel in of its own with regards to truma, so that if one of the items became tuma, the other one did not become tuma. And he's talking about a tuma which is midrabona. So that if the back has become tuma with liquid that are tuma, so the inside and also the handle have not become tuma. And if the handle has become tamei, so the back and the inside have become tamei. The meaning of beis hatzvita means beis achiza, where you're holding on. It comes from the loshem yatz beit lo koli in Rus beis. These the garsi, and other have the version beis hatzvia, meaning loshem etzba, the language of a finger. Sheisim the clay beis achiza, that they make in the keli a handle to hold lachnis etzboi betoichi, to put his finger inside there, kshu sheisu, when he drinks, kedesha leyachnis yodin letoicha keli, so he doesn't have to have his hand inside the keli, so you have the piece on the outside in which he puts his finger in, like the cups with a handle. Avaloy la kodesh. But this does not apply to kodesh. Im nit ma'echad mehem, that if one of these three items became tomei betuma derabonin in a derabonin diketuma, kulei tomei la kodesh. The entire vessel is tomei if regards to using it for kodesh. Noises a medras, one who carries the medras, which is the shoe of a zav, noises a truma. If he wants, he can carry truma. B'chavis shel cheres, in a barrel of clay. She'einei negeya ba'avir, because he is not touching ba'avira in the ear of the clay cheres. So the fact that the same person is carrying it doesn't matter. Avaloyes a kodesh. But not, he cannot call it Kodesh. And the reason is, Mishamaisa Shehoyo, there was once a story, Ba'odam Echad, a certain person, Shehoyimaisa Chavis Yain Shom Nisachim, he was carrying a barrel of wine that was supposed to be poured on the Mizbeach. When Nisachalay, the Tzuva Shel Sandal, and his shoelace ripped, Shehoyimedras HaZov, which was a step of the Zov, and not Labiyodoy, and he took it in his hand, and because of this, Nafla La'avira Chavis, it fell into the ear of the barrel, v'nitma ha-kodesh, and he defiled the kodesh. In that time they said, anoises ha-medres, if you're carrying the medres, lo-yises ha-kodesh, shouldn't carry the kodesh. V'maises ha-hoyi be-kodesh ha-hoyi, since the story happened be-kodesh, l'fikach le-gozre le-be-kodesh, therefore they did not decree this only with carrying kodesh, v'loi be-truma, but not by truma, so you can carry the shoe of Azav and also carry Truma at the same time. Loiki midas ha-kodesh, not like the measure of kodesh, b'chatzitzas tfiloisov, that would consider an interruption when you're immersing it for kodesh, is midas ha-truma, is the measure of Truma. Sheba kodesh, for in kodesh, im yesh bega tomei, if there is a garment which is impure, uba latvila is coming to immerse it in kosher hu, if it's not a matiris kishore, then he has to untie the knot and shun the dami lechatzitza, because it's similar to an interruption. Umenagiv, and he has to dry in lahu, if it's moist. Menagvit chila, then he has to dry the shamnun nishol of the fat and the moisture that's on it, avikichaitzis, that's like an interruption. But ubetruma, when intrumim yirza kishore, if he wants, he can tie it, lachach manil, madbuk shu koshur, he can immerse it while it's knotted, veimbekachlum, and it doesn't matter.
Mishnah base.
Kelim adigmorim betare, kelim that the craftsmen made them ready, and they were clean. Tzrichim tvila lakodesh. They still require to be immersed if you wish to use these vessels for kodesh. Avalei l'truma, but for truma you don't need to be titled them. Kelim etzaref mashabatech lakodesh. If something is lying in a keli, if there is kochim, so the keli makes all these pieces as if this was one piece, it combines the pieces. So if one became tamei and he immersed himself in the mikveh atvul yoim, before the sun sets, so if he touches kochim, so those kochim become puzzled. So the Mishnah says that all pieces of meat that are laying in the vessel is as if it was one piece. So if the tful yoim touches even one piece, all the other pieces become puzzled. Avaloy l'truma, but not for truma. If there is several pieces of truma in a keli and the tful yoim touched one of them, so only that piece becomes puzzled. Harvi b'kodesh puzzle. The fourth level by kodesh is puzzled. That is, that if an insect touches an item, so that becomes the first level of tumah. Then the item touched another item, so that second item is the second of tumah. Then the second of tumah touched a third, that becomes a third tumah, and the third touched a fourth. If it is kachim, then the fourth thing becomes disqualified. But the fourth thing already cannot become a fifth, cannot disqualify anything else. Bashlishi bitrumah. But by truma, only the third is disqualified. But the fourth would be toir. The fourth level, if it touched the truma, so if the truma is the fourth, then it will be toir. Ube truma, and by truma, im nitma achas miyodov, if one of his hands became tomei from a tumah v'drabonon, for example, it touched food or drinks which were tamei, so only that hand is tamei. But chaverta tohira, the other hand is toher. Ubakodesh, but with holy, with touching holiness, matbil shteim, you have to immerse both hands. Shahayad metames chaverta bekodesh, because by kochim one hand defiles the other hand. Avoloi betruma, but not by truma. Says the Bartin Nura, kelim anigmorim betahara. Vessels that were completed while they were pure. Shagomrom chavir, a sage, a religious person, completed them. Benizabam, and he was careful. Mishabo korev legamorim, from the time that they were almost finished, which shein reim lekabel tuma. At that point, they can already receive; they're fit to receive tuma. But he was careful that they should not become tummy. And the reason is a chavir. We trust him. But as a religious person, Afa Pekin, nevertheless, Trichim Tvila Le Kodesh, they would still require immersion before you can use it for Kodesh. Because Chayshinim, we worry, Sheman, Nita Zurek, Mipi Amaoritz. Maybe, perhaps, a spit from the mouth of an Amaoritz from an ordinary person was fell on it, Ala Kli, on the vessel, Bishosho, Haya, Chaver, Echizbay, at the time that the Chaver, the religious person, was holding on. Although at that time the keli hasn't been finished, and then it did not receive tumah. But we are afraid that maybe after it was completed, it was fit to receive tumah. The spit was still moist. Umetame and it can be metame. Did not, because we learned in Maseches Nida, hazoiv v'haroik metamim lachim, that the zoiv and the spit can be metame while they're moist. So then we learned that the keli by kochim is the keli metzarif mashe b'toichei l'koidish. Hoyu chatiches harba shel oichlim, if there were many pieces of food b'kliyachot in one vessel, v'nogat full yoim, and a person who immersed himself during the daytime and he still has to wait for the nighttime before he becomes tired. In the meantime, he went and touched Shu Poisles Atruma Be'achas Mehen. So he would disqualify the Truma by touching one of them. Hakeli Mitzarfom Liyus Kulam Cheshuvim to be all considered Chaticha Achas V'nifslu Kulam. They would all become disqualified. Diksiv Mavidur Zayin Kaf Achas Asorizov. So Hakosuv Osi L'chol Ma'ashe Be'kaf Achas. So even though there's just one spoon, so even though it was a Malayik Toiris, it's called all one. Everything that's laying in it is one, not separate. Avaloi l'truma. But if Elo'oysa chaticha shenogabo hipsula, bashar taharis. Only that piece that it touched is puzzle. The rest is toir. The, he says before here, I'm just trying to figure out, it says, v'nogat v'l'yoyim. V'l'yoyim is poisla sa truma. But also the kochim and ba'achas mem. But in this example, we're trying to talk about kodesh, shu paislas truma and the kochim. But the first case is the kochim, but over there it's betzarif. So he gives, should be maybe the example of kodesh. He gives the example of truma. Just gotta look in this further. By truma we say revi b'kodesh posel. The fourth one can become posel b'ene posel. The fourth one cannot disqualify anything else. And Mashiach by truma, only the third one becomes puzzle and cannot be mitam anything else. In it mas achas miyodov, if one of his hands becomes tabutum as the rabbanon, like it becomes defiled from the rabbanon the ketruma kegoyim. For example, ba'ichlinu mashkin tmeim, if he touched food or drinks to tomei, okiyotzim are similar she'ein mitamim elo yadayim lisaguf. They only mitam the hands and not the body mid rabbanon. So over there, you would only have to. The other one would be toir. Ubekoidish matbulish name. And the koidish he has to immerse both of them. That it has to be that it remains a moisture in the tomedike hand at the time that it was tomed. But if there was no moisture in the tomedike hand, ein hayad ha'acheres tmeya achetikebo. So the other hand does not become tome until it teaches it. So it has to have lachluchis in the yad tmeya, in the tomedike hand. Mishnah Gimel, oichlim neguvim biyodayim b'su ovis. You can eat food that are dry with the hands that are not washed, bitruma, with truma, avalebe kodesh, but not by kochim. If one who is toyer and he has washed hands, if he took truma and he put it into the mouth of his friend, and his friend is not tomei, but he doesn't have washed hands, so the chaver, his friend, can take a piece of bread of chulin and put it in his mouth and eat together with the truma. But he shouldn't touch with his hands the truma that he has in his mouth. But if they put in kochim into his mouth, so he's not allowed to put in his mouth any chulin to the addition with the kochim, because he may touch it with the unwashed hands, the kochim that he has in his mouth. So by the truma you can wash, but by the kochim we don't allow that. Ha'oinon, one who's an oinon, if a person, a family member dies that he has to mourn, which is one of the seven people that died, which is in the Parsha Zemer, Umchusar Kippurim, and one who is Tomei, that such a Tumah that he has to bring Karbonis after the immersion, he still has to bring a Karbon, and so after he brought the Karbonis, or the Oinon, after he wants to eat kachim, tzrichim tefillah l'kodesh, they have to first immerse themselves to kachim, avalei l'truma. But for truma, they don't need to immerse themselves before eating the truma. Says the Bar Tanura, oichlim oichlim neguvim biyudayim misu'aviz b'truma. Hochikomar, this is what he's saying. Oichlim oichlim shalchulim neguvim biyudayim misu'aviz. That you can eat food of chulin, which are dried, with hands that are not washed, together and eat it with matuma. Avaloi ma'kodesh, but you can't eat that with the kodesh. So he explains: Mi shetochav loy chaveira oichlan shel kodesh b'fiv, one whose friend stuffed, pushed food of kodesh in his mouth, b'daim toiris. His friend has clean hands. V'zeh oichel, but the one who's eating, yodav misuavis, he has unclean hands. Same thing, he can push his own food in his mouth, ali de kushe karkar, through a stick, through something else. So he didn't matame, he didn't touch it with his hands. Now he wishes to eat garlic or an onion of chulin together with the kodesh that he's eating. So his hands, which are not washed, they are mesuav, they are disgusting, then they're second to tuma, they don't metamed, they're not metamed the chulam. Afilo hachi, gozer abonon, the chum is still decreed, shelo yechlam in ha-kodesh. Shouldn't eat them together with the kodesh. Shema yigov biyodah mesuavis, ba-yechlam shel kodesh b'befiv. Because he might come to touch with his hands, the unwashed hands, the food of kodesh that's in his mouth. But the linyan truma, but if he's eating truma, so even though his unwashed hands would disqualify, make the truma possible, they didn't make this advantage not to allow him to eat it in his mouth because he's not touching it. But we say he'll be careful and he's not going to touch the truma. And therefore he mentions that they were dry. For if now the food had moistened them, hoya mashkim nasi rishenim. So then the mashkin, the liquid that's on the food would become a rishen, machmas hayidayim, and then voisim es hachulim shniim, so then they would make the chulim shniim. So if they made the chulim shniim, kshneigim b'truma shebepiv, poisun hoiso. They would disqualify, the chulim would disqualify the truma that's in his mouth. But since they're dry, because the din is that mashkin become a tchila, mashkin become rishenim. But now that they're dry, so therefore, the hands are only a sheni, and the sheni doesn't make anything to the chulin. And since it doesn't make anything to the chulin, so the chulin will remain clean. And if they touch the tumah, they don't do anything. But by kodesh, we're afraid not because the chulin touched the kodesh, but because he might come to touch with his hand the kodesh, and that's an extra mile that they did by kodesh. Ha'oinen, who was shaloi nitma b'meisoi, if he was Tomei, there's nothing what to talk about, then he would need tefillah and azoi and everything else, but we're talking about he did not defile himself. But because, just because of the oinen, and also b'chusar kippurim, who's lacking still the kapora shetova of Harif Shimshay, he immersed himself and the sunset. He didn't bring his karbonis. Tzrichim tvila, they need to immerse la'achar shiyavi karbonai, after he brings his karbonai. Rotza lechel kodesh, if he wants to eat kodesh. Ki von da'adi no'i yisurim be'kodesh, since till now they were prohibited the kodesh. Da'inen mchusi kipurim. Atzachin rabbonan tvila, Chacham required him to immerse. But mchusi kipurim poislas ha'kodesh b'negiya. The Mechusar Kippurim disqualifies the Kodesh by touching it. Does not disqualify. But still, since it's prohibited, he has to go to the mitzvah. V'loy betruma, but not betruma. Why? Look, the Matanura, the Mechusar Kippurim v'Einen mutar betruma. They are mutar betruma. V'avagav d'Einen also b'maise sheni, although an Einen is prohibited to eat maise sheni, mutar betruma. Is permissible to eat truma. The marbin and lay, we included with a call zor lo yechal kodesh, that a zor should eat the kodesh. Zor is a marti lecha, but lo aninus, only a stranger, not a koyin, but aninus is okay. So therefore, there was no interruption. Therefore, before eating truma, you don't have to go to the mikvah. Mishnah dalat chaymer betruma. Truma is more strict than kodesh. Shabbi Yehuda, in the country of Yehuda, Nemonim, everybody is believed al taris yain b'shemen, that on wine and oil that they were holy for the mizbeach, to say that they are clean kol yemei sashona, all days of the year. But if they say that the wine and the oil are truma and they are clean, so then they are not believed. U'bishas agitis v'abadim, but when you are the time that you are pressing the grapes and the olives, then you do believe them. Afala truma, even on the truma, to say that they're clean. Avra gitis v'abadim, when it passes the time for the pressing of the grapes and the olives, ve'viu loy, and the amaoris, the person brings to the kohen chovish shel yain shel truma, a barrel of wine of truma, and he says that that's toyer, loy kablenem imenu, should not take it from him as truma toira, but he should consider it as if it's tomei. But if the amaoritz knows that he's not believed that the truma is toir, but next year, that when you're going to step again on the gray, on the pressed grapes again, then he will be believed to say that it is clean. So he puts away the barrel of wine till next year, when you step the, when you press the grapes again, and at that time he gives the wine to the kohen as truma toyer, because during the time of the pressing he is believed. V'im amar loy, but if the amar says to the kohen, nifrashti l'toicha reviz kodesh, that I separated a quarter of wine in the barrel, I made sure that that should be holy for the mizbech, and the rest of it is pure truma, Nemon, then he's believed, because since he's believed on the holy part, he's also believed for the truma. Kadi yain mekadi shemen, barrels, pitchers of wine and pitchers of oil, hamadu mois, which are mixed chulin and truma and kodesh, nemonim aleim shasagitis v'abadim. So when you, at the time that you're pressing the grapes and the olives, they are believed, even on the pitcher, to say that they are clean. The koydim legitis shivis miyoyim, and 70 days before you press the grapes and the olive, you're also believed to say that these vessels are clean. Says the Bartanura that the stringency of on truma, there's a stringency that truma is more strict than koydish, that Shabbi Yehuda ne'monim, that in Yehuda they're believed for the purity of the wine and oil all year, for kodesh, but not for truma. So the Batnura says, "Lahochi nokat biYehuda." Why is he saying in Yehuda? If yisheretzua shel eretz, because a strip of the land, kusim hoysa shel eretz kusim, a strip of the land of the kusim hoysa mafsekes ben golil and Yehuda, would interrupt in between the golil and Yehuda. Yerushalayim eretz Yehuda, so Yerushalayim was the land of Yehuda. Lo yoyash shel lahavi kodesh meretz aglolil liYehuda, you were not able to bring kodesh from the land of gold to Yehuda. She goes with tuma aleretz ha'evdei kachavim, and the land of evdei kachavim. Bafilu shel chavedim, even those of religious people, shem golil. Lo yoyash shel lahavi l'nesachim, you were not allowed to bring it to the nesachim. So that's why we're talking about Yehuda only in Yehuda. Namonim al taris yai, because he couldn't bring from golil. Namonim al taris yain v'shemen kol yimei sashon, which means amaoritz shomar yain zetoir, if ate amaoritz, The ordinary person who says, not a sage, not a religious person, who said that this wine is pure, is clean, but it is for nesachim, for libation, for the mizbeach, or shemen zetoyer, this oil is clean. That's for mincha. So, Neman la'olam, he's always believed, d'mshum chumra de kodesh, because of the stringency of kodesh, mizdayer, he's careful for le'mishakir, he doesn't lie. But if avalim amar yain v'shemen elu tahirim v'hem l'truma, but if he says that their wine and this oil are clean, but they are to be used, they are truma, ain't in nemun, then he's not believed. She'ein isur truma chomer bein amoriz, because the prohibition of the impurity of truma is not so strict in the eyes of the amoriz. V'chashirin d'mashakribo, and we worry that they may be lying. But what happens in b'shas ha'gitus v'abadim, at the time of the pressing of the wine and the oil, Beis Habotzer, at the time when they pick the olives and the grapes, so Beis Shoyitz Mazaisim Bebad, and at the time that they press the olives in the press, Nemonim Afala Truma, they are believed also on the Truma. Tishakobne Odom Etarim Eskaleim Beis Hasiyas Hayayim Vashemen, because all people clean their vessels at the time of making the oil and the wine, to separate the truma in cleanness. After the time of the collection. So the gitois is the time of batzir, meaning when there is a lot of grapes. Badim is the time that you press them. So after the time of, you know, that happens one after the other, once the grapes get big, and then you press them. But after the time of the botzir, that they've grown or fully, or zman atziris hazeisim, with the time of pressing the olives, beis habad, in the press, vehevi amoriz chavdi shal yayim, and then the amoriz brings a barrel of wine, or shal shemen, of oil, shal truma lekoyin chavert, of truma to a koyin who is religious, v'aymashi toyer, he says it's cleanly, kablenim imeno, he should not accept it from him as if it is toyer. Because after the time of the gittes and the badim, and in emun, lachar gittes v'abadim, and in emun, he's not believed anymore after the gittes and the badim. Avo manicha legas abo. But Amoretz, who knows that after the gittes and the badim, he's not believed. So what does he do? Manicha vizu legas abo. So he leaves it for the next time of the press. Vos noishtun lekoyen. The boy is to show for that time, during the time of the gittes, who nemun is believed. Allah on it. What happens if he says that he separated a revi, salug yayin l'nesochim, a quarter of wine from the sochim, neman al kol achavis, then he's believed for the entire barrel. The migud, the mehemen ha-kodesh, mehemen ha-me ha-truma, since we believe him for the kodesh, we also believe him for the truma part. Kade yayin v'kade shemen ha-medumois, barrels of wine and barrels of oil which have mixed in, ha-metayres tivloi l'nesochim, one who cleans the tevel for Nesachim for libation. Now there is ordinary and truma kodesh all mixed in with the moim zebuzeh and mixed in one together the other. Ubo loymar, and he's coming to say gamal akadim shehem toirim. Also that the barrels that they're toir. Afa gav de amoritz in neman al akadim. Even though he's not believed for the barrels, afilu b'shas agites. Even at the time of the gites, he's only believed for the wine, not on the barrels. But at that time we believe him al akadim, on the barrels, afilu kaidim shasa gitris shivim yom, even before the time of the ripening of the fruit, because it's 7 days. The migu the mehmer akodesh, since he is believed for the kodesh mehmer namer truma akadim, he's also believed already to say that is the truma's toyer and the kadim that they're toyer. The gnayu the kodesh, because that would be embarrassing the kodesh yu akadim sheyirumahem, that those barrels that they poured from them becheskatuma, that should be considered tuma v'ukarev, and then you're gonna bring it as a sacrifice, you're gonna bring it as a libation. V'shivim yom de noka, the reason he mentioned 70 days from the urcha the almahu, because that's the way of the custom of the people, is lahazmin esakelim lutarum, to prepare the vessels and to clean them. Ayin yoyim, 70 day, koydim agites, before the gites. But really any time, but that's the usual way it was done. Mishnehei, min ha-medim ulefinim, from the city of Medim, which was 15 tchum Shabbos, 15 times 2,000 amas cubits from Yerushalayim. So those who live from the Medim to Yerushalayim, nemonim al klicheres, they believed on earthenware to say that they're clean. But those who live from Medina outside, ain't the money, they're not believed to say that they are clean. How does it mean? Keder shu moicher akdeiris, the potter who sells pots, nichnas lefinim en amedim. So if he goes inside of the city of Medim to Yerushalayim, hu akeder, he's the same potter which came from outside of Medim, the heim, so both the kader, the heim akdeiris, and also the same pots that he brought from outside of Medim, vein aloichin, also those who saw him bring the pots from outside of Medim, so and they bought the pots, nemon. So by them, the potter is believed to say that they're torn. Yotzo, if he goes outside of Medin to go back home, in the nemon, he's not believed. Says the Bar Tanura, min ha-medim ulefnim, medi is karach rochik b'Yerushalayim, the medi is, that's a city which is distant from Yerushalayim, tezvav mil, 15 mil. Mimenu, and so that's 15 to Tuchum Shabbos. Menu lefinim letzad Yerushalayim. From it towards Yisad Yerushalayim. Nemonim kadorim ame oritz. Potters who are ame oritz believed likhmem klicheres hadakim. To buy the thin clayware vessels. Kigoyin koisus, kideres, vikitoinus. Like cups, pots, and pitchers. Lefishi yevshim loyam. It's impossible without them. Ob Yerushalayim. And oisim kivshoinus. In Yerushalayim you don't make these ovens with bnei ha'oshim. Because of the smoke, loyli seed, not for the seed, for the pitch, for loyli gedeir, not for pots. Lefikach, haminu, they believe them, like gozer alayim, they didn't decree on that. Shein gozim zer al tzibu shein chen lamu, because you can't decree a decree that most of the people can't stand by it. Hu akadr, says the Bar Tanura, mi shei viyoy mechutz lemedias, who the one who brings it from the outside of Medias, loy bilvat, to him alone, haminu, they trusted, lefishi yafshe shalei laminu, because it's impossible not to believe him. Avalim mosrim liyat kader achar amoretz, but if he passes it along to another potter who's an amoretz, hayyeshe b'medias, who lives in Medias, or lifnim, or inside, loy haminu, they didn't believe him. Vehein hagdeidus, and also those pots that he brought, shehevi, that he brought to Nemon is believed, but vehein and Nemon, he's not believed that Tzadavim Bom Gdeira Shal Kader Acher to combine with them pots from another potter, Shiyoshim Medias or the Fim who's sitting in Medias or inside. Vehena Leichin, and also the purchaser, the Chavedim, the religious people, Shera'u Sheyvium, that saw them bring it, Nemon HaKader Etzlom, the potter is believed by them, but those Veloye Tzaloichim Achedim, but not by other purchasers who didn't see them bringing in. Yotza, once he leaves Min Hamidis from this, Loshuv Lachayda, to go backwards, and in Nemon he is not believed anymore. Mishnah Vav, Gaboim Shenichnasu L'Toich HaBayis, Jews that are Gaboim, they collect for the king the taxes, and they went into a house to take a collateral for the taxes, V'chein HaGanovim Shechzures HaKilim, and also thieves that brought back the vessels that they have stolen. Nemonim loymer loynaganu, they are believed to say we did not touch another vessel. And if these vessels were earthen vessels, they are believed to say that we did not touch inside the vessels that we took for a mashkin or we stole. Ubi Yerushalayim nemonim al hakodesh, and in Yerushalayim they are believed on the earthen vessels, and large and small, to say that they are clean for kochim. Ubishasa regel, and when it's yontif, you're believed on these vessels as they're toir, avala truma, even for truma. Says the Bar Tanura, Hagaboyim, that's Yisrael, those are Jews, shem gaboyim lemalchi umasoilom, they are collectors for the kings of the nations of the world. Ligvis mi Yisrael misim, to collect taxes from the Jews. Varnunis, and the other payments. V'nichnasu l'teich habayis, they entered into the house, lavoit avoitoi, to take the collateral. V'chein haganovim, and also thieves, shegonvu klicheres, they stole earthenware, v'hechzirum, and they returned it. Namonim loymer loynaganu, they can say we didn't touch, l'teichai, inside, v'hu, so that they didn't make it tomer. V'hu shehechzirum machmas tshuva, that's provided that they return them because of repentance on their own, not because they got afraid they're going to be caught or something like that. And in Yerushalayim, they're believed, they're believed in all earthenware west vessels, whether small or large or small, to say that they're pure, for you can use them for Kodesh. Because we don't make the ovens in Yerushalayim, that's why they believe them, they didn't decree on them. ubishas haregel afala truma. And during the time of the yomtiv, even the truma damar krov was pasuk says in sheftim chov, by yesif kol ish yisrael leir ki ish echad chaverim. He gathered all Jewish men to the city like one person chaverim. Akosuf krov bishas asifa kulam chaverim. At the time of the gathering, they're all called chaverim. They're all religious. Veregel shas asifa hu, and the festival is the time of gathering. Mishnah zayin apeseches chavisoy. One who opens up, a religious person who opens up the barrel of wine on Yom Tov to sell, b'maschel b'yisosial gav haregel, or one who begins a dough to sell it on Yom Tov, and he hasn't sold it totally on Yom Tov, it was left for after Yom Tov. Rav Yehuda says yigmer, he should sell the rest after Yom Tov. Also for clean, to be that as they are toyer. The chum say the yigmar, he should not sell the rest after yontev as toyer. Bishover a regel, when yontev passes, hoyim avirin al taras haazore, so they would take all the vessels of the azore and took them away from their places to immerse them and make it clean the azore. Over a regel yom hashishi, when yontev went left on the night that belongs to the sixth day to Friday and Friday night, then they did not take away the vessels from the place because of the honor of the Shabbos, because the Kohanim did not have time on Friday. They have to prepare for Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af liyom chamishi, even if Yontif came out on the night of Thursday, they also didn't take away the vessels from the courtyard to make clean. Sheina koinim pnuyim, because the Kohanim are not free. They don't have time. They need to take off the ash of the Mizbeach." Says the Bar Tanura, "Hapesech es chavisoi." Chaver, we're talking about a religious person. Shapasach chavisoi, he opened up his barrel limkir yayin Yerushalayim beregel during the yomtiv. Talking on the season, the yomtiv season, on yomtiv, not on the day of yomtiv is prohibited to sell wine. We're talking during yomtiv. Mishpeshu bayam oritz, and then they were ordinary people that were touching, feeling it. Lo yigmar lachar regel, but he shouldn't finish and selling it as clean after the yontif. Sha'af al pishim shas haregel. For although that during the time of the yontif, hein tohirim, that they are clean, lo yishetaros and tara ilomis, their purity is not always pure. El shim shas haregel hakol chavedim. During the yontif, everybody is considered to be like religious. Avalachal haregel, but after the yontif, tomim agonim afreim, their touching becomes impure from before, kedamrinim b'masnitzin, like we say in the Mishnah, la'achal haregel, after the yontif, matbilin klei azora, that you'll have to immerse the vessels of the Azor nation because during the festival the Ameoris touched it, so therefore it becomes now Tome after the Regal. Rabbi Yehuda says that you could complete and sell it as Toyer, so he holds, Imato Eimer LeYigmer, if you're going to tell him not to complete, Avula Yaschid, then he's not going to start. So people won't have food because he's going to be afraid to start selling it because he's not going to be able to sell it later as clean. The loch is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and after the yontif you can't sell it as clean, and it's tamed. Mavirin al taras hazore. That means, what does that mean? Mavirin es hakelim. We remove the vessels and claim them for their place. Ladbilam, to immerse them in the mikvah. The taras hazore, to purify the hazore. Metumas ta'amei ha'oretz, from the impurity of the people, the ordinary people. Shenogu ben beregel, that they touched it during the festival. So, but if it comes out on Friday, maybe they cover the Shabbos. So, Shoyakoyim Mitzvich Lasasik B'Tzorcha Shabbos Ish B'Beisid. They needed to occupy themselves with the Shabbos need. Each person at home, so there were no time to go ahead and do the tefillah on Friday. And the Rabbi Yossi says that even Rabbi Yehuda says that even Lai B'Yem Hei, Afim Over Haregel Yem Hei, even if they pass the Yom Tov for the Thursday, and Matbil Ma'isad Lachar Shabbos, we won't immerse them until after Shabbos. Because the Kohanim are not free on the day that follows Yom Tov to immerse them, because then they're preoccupied to remove the ashes, shalatapuach, that's on the apple, that in the middle section of the Mizbeach, shekoftushon, that it was gathered there, all the ashes, kol yimei saregel, the entire days of the festival, kol deshen shalamarocha, the entire ashes of the fire of the Mizbeach. Vein halachik Rabbi Yehuda, halachik not like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah Ches, Ketzad ma'avirin al taras hazorah. How do you take away the vessels from their places to make clean hazorah? But bilinus hakelim shahoyu b'mikdash. You immerse the vessels that were in the mikdash, all the kelim that were in the base of mikdash. Ba'imrim lahem, and we say today to the ordinary people on Yontif, hizoru shalotigu b'shulchan. You should be careful not to touch the table. Usitamu, because you will make it tameh. And the table, you're not allowed to take from its place to immerse it, because the lechem aponim, the face bread has to be always on the table. Kol hakelim shoyu b'mikdash, all the vessels that were in the base of mikdash, yesh lem shnim u'shlishim, they had duplicates and third set. Shimnit mor shenim, the first vessels were tame, yavi shnim tachtem, then you bring the other vessels in their place. Kol hakelim shoyu b'mikdash, all the vessels that were in the mikdash, to unim tevila, after yontov you need to immerse them, chutz b'mizbeach hazov, besides the golden mizbeach, the mizbeach apnimi, the inside mizbeach and the choishes, and the copper mizbeach, the outside, they don't have to be immersed with neshen kikarka, because they are considered like the ground, and just like the ground does not become tomei, likewise the mizbeach does not become tomei. Even Rabbi Lozer, that's the opinion of Rabbi Lozer. But the Chachamim say that the mizbeches are tomei mipneshen mitzupim, because since they are covered with gold and copper, therefore you have to immerse them after Yontif. Zog de Bartanur Ches, v'aymrim lahem, we say to them, l'amoretz beregel, to the amoretz during the festival, so we tell them, hizoru shalitigu b'shulchan, be careful not to touch the table. D'fish lo yuchel adbil lach haregel, because they won't be able to immerse it after Yontif. She'yefshel l'salka mimakoyme, because the table, we cannot move from its place. D'ksibbe, it says, shmoyz chofches, lechem ponin lefone tomi, it has to always be for me. To unim tevila, all the vessels would need the tevila, all the kelim, mipnei tumas haregel, because of the impurity of the festival, chutz mizbeach hazov mizbeach hanachoshes, with the exception of the golden mizbeach and the copper mizbeach neshen kekarka, because they're considered like the earth. Mizbeach hanachoshes, the copper mizbeach shatayda kros mizbeach adoma. The Torah refers to the mizbeach adoma, on the one that was filled with earth. It was the outside. Mizbeach hazov, the one in Ziksiv, it says b'midbar gimel hamenoyra v'mizbeches. The menorah and the mizbech is plural. Iskesh mizbech zeh lezeh. You equated the mizbech one to another, and since one mizbech is earth, the other one is also earth. V'shulchan ha'amorin le'nagubay. In the shulchan, they didn't touch, so therefore, that's why what doesn't was in the table. Rabbi Lozer says, chomzeh neshim mitzupim. Mitzupim means hachi gomar. V'chachomim mitamim, v'chachomim say it's tome, v'emrim, they say, she'tzirichim tefila, gamhem, they also need tefila, the mizbech, v'neshim mitzupim, because they're covered. Ilav mitzupim yesh l'tarom, if they weren't covered, we should clean, make them clean, shum klei tzasui menachas, because they are vessels of wood that are made to lay, pirish. Pirish achar, another interpretation, v'chachomim, Chachamim say the time of the tzrichim tefila, the reason why they don't need tefila is lefi shehem mitzupim zov v'nechoshes, because they're mitzupim, that's what they don't need. Mitzipuyin bottle legabeim, and that is secondary, and it's bottle towards the mizbech. V'havali kikleitz hasuyim lenachas, and they become the zov v'nechoshes like the vessels of wood which are meant to rest shehem etamim. According to this language, they're not arguing Rabbi Lezer. Elabatayim of the milsa bilvad, only with the reasoning why you don't have to immerse them. And according to Rabbi Lezer, it's kikark. According to Chachom, because they're bottle, they're kleitz alas lanachas. Kach pirush Rambam behilchas metame mishkav u'moishav. This concludes the third chapter of Masechta Chagiga. This completes also Nishlama Masechta Chagiga, completes the This also completes the Seder Moed, Slikalo Masechta Chagiga, Slikalo Seder Moed, B'Seyaita Rishmaya.